Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Another baseball story coming up here. I got a friend of mine. You can listen anywhere in the country, by the way. Via the app, TNTRadioEmpire.com, or the stream. Yeah. So he's listening back east. He used to play ball in this, back in this day. He was on first base, and he was had to dive back, you know, doing a pitcher move over to first base. And he dove down to, you know, he jumped down, touched the bag, and searing pain, eventually blood came out of his uniform.
So he's sliding head first back into first base.
Back into first base, right. Okay. Turns out the cup wasn't seated correctly, and the head of Mr. Happy was out of the cup.
Oh, no.
When I belly flopping in the dirt, the cup edge cut me halfway. Halfway through the head of the shaft. Go to the med center. The nurse holds it while the doctor stitches it back together.
Does he still have a scar?
He's listening right now live. I don't know. I haven't seen his wiener probably ever.
Sure. Stitches in your dink is not something that anybody wants to.
How painful would that have been, too, man? You know? Oh, my God.
Oh, the other good question you came up with for the escort is, does she ever worry about the law?
Yes. Because technically it's illegal, you know?
Because when they usually bust Johns, though, don't they? They don't send undercover guys into.
Well, it's always, but if it's a John they're busting, the undercover chick is the hooker, you know.
And that's a question I have: is how do you get the word out? Don't they shut a lot of these like Backpage, Craigslist? Don't they shut a lot of those down? So, you know, is it just word of mouth, or
you don't hear about as much as they used to? They used to run those stings in Council Bluffs.
Social media, I have to assume there's you know, ways you can advertise your service in
I really do think hiring a hot cop chick and arresting people is creating crime that didn't exist. I hate it.
How's
that.
It not entrapment?
We had an old, I'm not going to mention his name again, but a guy was in the public eye for a little bit, got busted in one of those 10, 15, 20 years ago. We defended him on the air. He actually thanked us. Because that's just creating crime and ruining marriages and stuff. It's just dumb. I'm just dumb, man.
Well, there used to be a day when I think when we first got out in Wichita, they were putting John's names on billboards.
Yes. No.
No, it was a website.
It was a website.
It was a website.
That's right.
But they put hookers and Johns.
Yeah.
In the morning.
On the website they did, yeah.
Yeah. Remember Lorena?
Remember we made it popular?
Yeah.
On T95, and they took it down. They go, well, don't you want people to see it? Yeah. There was guys in golf shirts just heading to work. Man, those shots were horrible.
Yeah, they were fine with putting it
on
the
website.
I'm glad
they put it down. I'm glad we actually talked about it and they took it down because of us. I know they did.
But because we talked about it so much, it went away.
Yeah. Yeah, what jersey did she have on?
It was a Warren Sapp jersey,
if I remember
correctly.
And it fit her nice.
Hers was bigger than Warren's.
What was her name?
Lorena.
Lorena.
Lorena. Right. Warren Sapp. Yeah, she was pulling tricks in an orange sap jersey. Nothing hotter. Nothing hotter. And I'm not talking about folded up with a nice little belly. No.
Nope.
I'm talking about she filled it out.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a Bucks fan, that's pretty
cool. Good point. It was a Bucks jersey.
And that was when we first went on the air down there.
Oh, yeah. The first couple, three years.
We'd go through it on the air.
Yeah.
So that was talk about it.
17 years ago.
We were actually shaming these guys, too. But they were real hookers. They actually were busting the hookers. That was on Broadway, right?
Yeah, I think they were busting street-walking hookers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so they weren't creating crime there, but still, come on.
So do you want the fistula email?
Fistula.
Nope.
Nick does it. Nick's got a gag reflex.
The subject line says, Fistula Gang Represent. Catching up on the podcast from Friday. Remember we did the story about the guy who got the ingrown hair in his junk?
And they had sepsis.
And
scoop it out.
He almost died. Yo, that was a different story. That was another guy who emailed on Friday.
Right, who got his taint scooped out.
Like an ice cream scoop.
Basically.
Yeah, so this guy says he wanted to share his my ass almost killed me story. Turns out we have anal mucus glands like dogs. And one of mine got clogged and infected.
That's what they're doing when they're dragging their ass across the carpet or across the lawn.
Scratching their ass?
Yeah, there's something wrong with their anal mucus glands.
Their anal mucus glands
are clogged and itchy.
So this guy says his taint and balls swelled up to the size of about two packs of Twinkies. The vet was already booked, so he went to the ER, wound up in emergency surgery. Pumped full of antibiotics and painkillers. He says, I was a little more fortunate than the other guy. I didn't have an open hole in my taint, but had a few pencil-sized drainage catheters installed for several weeks and a small catheter hanging out my ass for a few months.
Is that a Stone Temple Pilots song? Open hole in my taint?
Yeah. It's a B-side.
And a catheter out my ass.
He said, they told me there was a chance I'd not heal properly or that I might have a recurrence, but everything come out fine eventually. Best part is... his ass doctor was a cute young lady.
Do you want a cute young lady in that situation?
I guess he did.
Yeah, the guy that sewed my buddy's dong up was cute, he said, too. You know, he does have a scar there. He calls it his French tickler. So,
did he ask at the time about like the possibility of a skin graft? If it's already like half busted open,
he's listening.
Just throw
right
some
now.
Extra skin down there.
You want an extension?
Right.
Yeah.
At that age.
He's got a little ridge.
He was only 18. It was a fresh young wiener at the time.
Mid-wiener. Ridge right in the middle of his wiener.
It wasn't an old wiener. If we do that to ourselves right now, it's going
like
to be
old, like a speed bump in the neighborhood?
The old wieners take a little longer to recover.
Yeah.
I understand.
18, they bounce right back. You know that push, right?
And then the Boyles Insist email. We were talking about boils and ingrown hairs. You asked how someone is prone to this. This guy says he has a disease called hidradenitis suppurativa. It's a cyst disease where your sweat glands will get blocked and fill with fluid. Said mostly in the butt and groin area, and in some people the armpits. He normally has 5 to 7 draining cysts at all times, and there's no known cure. Gone septic a few times. Largest cyst was 2,300 cc's of fluid extracted out of it and required one full roll of gauze to pack it. Took a full year to heal. It took 2 days to fill to that level.
God, it would suck living like that.
But he said,
I feel bad for that guy.
The nice part was they gave him a bunch of Dilaudid to lance it, and he said, you could have cut my arm off, and I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, but you also get addicted to that. Do you have to stay on pills for the whole year?
Because I would have. I don't know.
Yeah.
2,300 cc's, that's a lot, isn't it? I mean, I'm not
up on my
cubic centimeters or whatever.
No,
that
not
is.
Either. Yeah. See, that's is that what that is?
Cubic centimeters, yeah.
But cc is also what liquid, right, in that situation?
I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it equals 466 teaspoons. I don't know if that's helpful.
That's like to get a recipe that called for that.
What?
All those 566 teaspoons?
Yeah, you're like,
308, 309.
You'd be there a while, right?
Yeah.
So, if you got any more your ass tried to kill you stories, Nick wants to hear them.
Yeah.
Well,
some of those emails I don't read.
I can imagine.
566 teaspoons?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah.
Is 11 cups.
Oh, God.
That'd be a lot easier.
That's a lot of fluid.
No,
and a cup is what, 4 ounces?
8.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if you spent all day doing it on teaspoons, you realize you could just have 11 cups?
Son of a bitch.
I'm here all day. Plus, you'd lose count of the teaspoons.
Well, yeah, couldn't you go with like a liter at that point?
1, 2, 14. Where am I at now? Right. Damn.
Like, there's got to be an easier way to do this.
Oh, 11 cups. I'm bad at math. Damn it.
11 cups is 2.5 liters.
Since we're talking about sliced off wieners, John Bobbitt, we all know John. He got his wiener cut off 30 years ago by his wife because he raped her. He's a bad guy. But you don't cut a guy's wiener off. Blah, blah, blah. Bad guy.
Yeah, the punishment did not.
But this is a Camp Lejeune story, right?
Yeah.
So Camp Lejeune is real.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know it is. We heard the commercials forever on every format.
They're still out there.
Yeah.
Toxic peripheral polyneuropathy.
He lost his feet, right?
His toes.
His toes.
On both feet.
All of them.
Yeah, operation.
All of them, both feet?
All of them. Yep.
Right.
All 10 of them gone.
Two and he wasn't raw even mowing. Stumps for feet.
But he still got his wiener, though.
Limp.
They showed that bareback on years
Needs
ago.
Prosthetic shoes. Yeah, he's got no toes. There's a
that would
photo
suck,
of
man.
It.
Yeah. I feel bad for even Coach Prine. Now, his is from his athletic prowess over the years, but hadn't he lost 2 or 3 toes on his feet?
Yeah, I think at least two.
Yeah, at least two.
Three,
yeah.
And they've talked about taking more.
More, I know.
I think it's like a blood flow issue for him.
I know, but it was also years of athletics.
Yeah,
it started
athletics that caused it. Yeah.
Right.
So is he part of the class action suit? There's no mention of this.
Bobbitt.
I'm sure he probably is.
He probably is at this point. Yeah.
If they're putting it right in the headline that it was from Camp Lejeune contaminated water, I'm sure he's signed up for that. For that lawsuit.
But don't you think the doctor wants to say sorry about this, but at least you got your wiener? I mean, every doctor wants to say it to that guy. I've heard it, Doc. I get it. Right.
I don't know. They take somebody's leg. Yeah, it sucks, but hey, man, you still got your wiener.
Well, with Bob, you'd have to say that because his wiener was cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say, hey, remember, you still got your wiener. Yeah.
So what was in the contaminated water that would cause nerve damage?
Well,
Camp Lejeune.
It says this condition that he has can also lead to chronic infections, ulcers, and painful skin grafts. So it's not good.
Like, John Wayne Bobbitt was not meant to have all of his body parts.
No. You're right.
At least extremities.
Yeah.
It would seem.
You're right. There's something the evolution of that dude. It said, no, you can't keep these.
If you Google
he's going to end up with just, nubs on his hands and his toes and nothing.
We warned you with your wiener, you know that. Right. But it was coming, yeah.
It's all foreshadowing.
Two raw stumps for feet.
Man.
Yeah, and I've got the names of what they found here in the water in Camp Lejeune, but I don't know if this is going to mean anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Trichloroethylene, tetrachloroethylene, vinyl chloride, and benzene.
I wonder.
I suppose they cause cancer.
Oh yeah, they said like there's a laundry list of different cancers that they can link back
and
to these
obviously
things.
Nerve damage.
Since there were so many lawsuits from a bunch of different companies that got signed up for that, obviously, I wonder what the max amount anybody ever got from Camp Lejeune
or
Will.
Right, because he probably deserves a lot of money, but they got to spread it around now with a class action suit.
And lawyers make the chunk of it, so
lawyers make a third, I think.
Right. Yeah, we'll get old Cleet, and he'll let us know how much you make off the Bobbitt's toes.
Okay, Chris sent us an email about the 2,300 cc's, and he put it in terms we can understand here.
All right.
400 cc implants make D-cup boobs.
All right.
So,
okay.
That guy had 2,300 taken out of one cyst.
That does help.
How many cc's in a handle of Tito's?
How many boobs you drank the other night there, Todd?
I didn't really keep track.
But you could have made...
You had some heavy pours, man.
Yeah,
Jim
sucks
in the studio, by the way, after you guys walked out, you know.
Yeah. And?
No, I just said Todd was drunk. Yeah. Drunk. I made sure. He was talking to you when I walked in. I walked in to take a whiz. And, you know. I think you were discussing. I think
he was talking in Todd's general.
He was handing
direction.
You an AA. Let's speak about that. He was handing you an AA pamphlet. Somebody handed Nick an AA pamphlet at the show.
The book.
Oh,
yeah. I appreciate the gift. They gave me a really nice Husker jersey, and then
which is fine.
Book. Yeah.
Oh, with our buddy Dave Remington's jersey,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and did they want you to give that book to me?
No. What did he say to you, Nick?
We've talked about trying to cut back or whatever, and he's like, "Can help me." I think it was like a genuine gesture.
But bringing it to a party, you know, ship it over in the morning, maybe. Yeah. You know,
a party that we host.
Yeah.
He
also didn't hand it to Todd; he handed it to you.
Well, looking around, he needed about 500 more copies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have just wielded cases.
You
could have
gave me one, too, man, you know.
Oh, and the teacher from Omaha will be glad to know that her story has made the New York Post. And, over 50,000 people have read it already.
I saw it on the Daily Mail. That's a UK website.
She's making the rounds.
I also think that since it wasn't just a student teacher, because they're everywhere, it was the car and the running and the underwear.
Yeah.
That's what makes that.
It's a movie
story.
Scene.
Right. The dude running naked from the scene, that makes that story. So, of course, it's going to go wild.
Yeah. Go Bulldogs.
All right.
I'm walking in. Yeah, he's walking through the door that day. That's 17. That's the name of the high school here, Burke High. Yeah. Yeah. Well, those guys stop talking about that.
He might take today off.
Stop banging. No, I just think you walk in Monday morning, man. You're the dude. You're the dude.
Yeah.
Unless you have a high school girlfriend.
Oh, anyway.
Some cheerleader's smacking you in the face by the locker.
Yeah.
For banging the teacher.
Oh.
That could easily happen.
Yeah, there is that complication.
A total complication.
Right. If you can pull 45, you probably
can pull a high school girl.
Have some high school
girls. That's what Puss always says.
That might like you.
Come on back. He flipped me off. Pull back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.